The Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning. Welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk, and I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, who has also got on her big chef's hat this morning because she's been grilling vegetables. It's Kristen Hildebrand. Good morning, Kristen.
I thought she was going to say my apron. I like the chef's hat, though.
Yeah, chef's hat. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm patting my.
Yeah, you're patting your chef's hat. All right, we're having way too much fun here at 5 a.m. But anyway, so yesterday you talked about getting ready. Okay, all right. You talked about that. You know, I think things that are really important about the size of the vegetables, and you know, if we want to cook some smaller pieces, more bite-sized pieces, maybe getting a hold of a skewer is a good idea. Okay, I really like the bamboo skewers myself. Let them soak for a little while, and they're really good. But today you gave us the introduction course yesterday.
Yes.
We're fixing to get graduate level vegetable grilling right now, and I'm just going to turn you loose here.
Okay. So we talked about just some basics, like Chris said yesterday, and today we're really going to be talking about how to grill specific vegetables. So one of the ones I want to start off with is the squash and zucchini, because it seems like a lot of you guys have planted some squash and zucchini in your garden, and you're planning on using it in kind of some grilling vegetable. And I do want to say that most of these vegetables can be used in multiple different ways, so they make a great side dish. They're pretty easy to prep and go. And then, you know, sometimes people will use grilled vegetables in a quesadilla. They might use them in a casserole, or they can even use them in lasagna, too. So a lot of different things that you can use grilled vegetables for. So we're going to kick off today's show talking about squash and zucchini and kind of the basic guidelines for grilling those specific vegetables. So when you're looking at this particular vegetable, go ahead and try to cut it into a half-inch piece lengthwise and then toss it in a little bit of oil. It seems like I always like to use a little bit of canola oil or olive oil works okay. Sometimes it doesn't like high heat. But you can also use vegetable oil. So I tend to use those two products myself a little bit more. And then you can season it however you like to. So, Chris, I like just basically salt and pepper. But, you know, some people might have a certain seasoning that they want to basically use with their vegetables. So go ahead and season it according to your preference and also what your family enjoys. And then go ahead and cook that over medium-high heat with your grill for about 4 to 5 minutes. And then you are going to turn it and flip it and then grill it on the other side for another 4 to 5 minutes. It's always really good to make sure you have a tong so that way that you can flip it really, really easily, especially when you're using the grill. Next, I want to talk about the onions. The onions that work the best are the sweet onions, like the Vidalia onions, or you can work really good with the red onions, and that also gives you a little bit more color. But if you want to use just the regular onion or whatever kind that you've got coming from your garden, that works fine. Just go ahead and peel them, and then cut them into about a half-inch slices. Toss them in a little bit of some oil again and your favorite seasoning, and then cook over medium-high heat with your grill for about 2 to 3 minutes, and then you can turn it and then grill it on the other side for about 2 to 3 more minutes. And a skewer does come in handy, and it helps hold the onions together on the grill a little bit better. So if you want to use that, or you can add it in with some of these other vegetables like kebabs and things like that. Next, I want to talk about corn real quick. You know, a lot of times people like to grill corn, but they leave the husk on. And really, that's just steaming the corn, really. So if you want to go ahead and remove the husk and the silk, cook the corn directly on the grill. The kernels really get lightly blackened, and they caramelize, bringing out tons of sweet corn flavor. So that's really the best way to do it. You do want to grill it for about 4 to 5 minutes, and then you do want to turn it pretty frequently. So that's one way that you can do that. Now, last, I want to end on the tomatoes. So cherry tomatoes, we can add those because it seems like when we have cherry tomatoes, they're very prolific and when they come in all at once. So you can skewer those or grill those whole, however you want to do it, for 3 to 4 minutes over a medium-high heat. Make sure to turn them frequently so they make sure that they cook pretty evenly. You can also grill plum tomatoes. Generally for those, you want to cut them about halfway the long way and remove seeds and grill for about 4 minutes and then turn. So those are just some basic grilling tips. Chris, if anybody has any questions about more tips on grilling vegetables this summer, you can contact your local extension office.
All right, Kristen, thank you. And folks, we invite you back here next Monday morning and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Kristen and Chris. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobby Dine Reed and over at the Farmers Regional Livestock Market. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.